Welcome to the Maximus Insights podcast series. Today's podcast on high performance is presented by Ant Williams, a principal consultant at Maximus International. This podcast focuses on how high performance in both business and sport requires you to evolve your thinking.
Einstein's definition of insanity is a person who does the same thing over and over again, yet expects a different result. As a principal consultant for Maximus, I often work with leaders who want less distractions. They want more time with their families. They want better team morale, and they want better financial results for their business unit. But because they never actually change their approach to how they go about these things, they continue to get the same results. Early in my career, I worked as a sports psychologist for a number of athletes and teams around the world. One job in particular was with a motorcycle GP racing team over in the south of France. Now, while I was there, I ended up taking up a new sport, quite a dangerous sport actually. It's called freediving, where the goal is to see who can reach the greatest depth in the ocean on a single breath of air. Now, at the time, I remember thinking that I felt quite disadvantaged in the sport compared to the Europeans. I didn't have the access to great equipment nor to the best coaches and technical advice that was available. So I decided early on that I needed to find another advantage through, I guess, shifting my own thinking and looking for ways to evolve quite rapidly in the sport. So I looked around, and there were definitely some different ideas around. You know, one was that you needed to fast or go without food for up to 10 days in order to do a great breath hold. So I tried that. I got through to about 3 days and was absolutely starving. Did a breath hold. I got through to about 3-4 minutes, which is pretty hopeless by international standards. So that method was a disaster for me. But in my search for what might work, I did stumble across one or two things that were absolute gems. One thing that I tried before the World Championships in Cyprus was to stay up very late at night and then to get about 2 hours sleep and then get up early in the morning and head down to the competition zone. I found that in doing this, it just kind of put me in a more relaxed, sort of almost trance-like state in order to lower my heart rate and then hold my breath for a longer time. So I ended up getting through to the final that day in the competition and competed head-to-head with a world champion in one of the pool disciplines where you see how far you can swim on the one breath. I ended up swimming about 20 meters further than any other competition athlete there. However, it was still shy of the world champion by about 3 meters, unfortunately. However, I still considered it a success. And for the past, the past 5 years, I've managed to rank in the top three athletes in the world in the sport, just through changing my approach and constantly looking to evolve. Now, I don't say that to impress you, rather to impress upon you how important it is to make time, to set time aside, in order to focus on your business unusual. So the things that you can do differently to improve your own leadership skill, to change the way you interact and influence others, and the results that you're getting for the business. We recently ran a program for a large insurance group where we took about 20 of their senior leaders on a 2-day program for strategic innovation. And during that program, we put them into syndicate teams and got them to come up with some innovative new business projects that they felt would increase revenue and bottom line gross profit. Of that program, of that 20 participants, they came up with 12 different ideas, 9 of which went through. And if they get final sign-off from the executive council, they'll generate around $12.4 million of additional year-on-year revenue for that organization. So our recommendation is just put aside some time each week. Maybe it's just an hour, maybe it's just an hour every couple of weeks, but it's time just for yourself to focus on your own leadership, on perhaps looking at what business unusual strategies can change the way that you interact with your team, the way you enhance and engage those crucial interactions with them, and also the results that you can drive and push for with the business.
We hope you found this podcast insightful and informative. For more information on how Maximus partners with organisations to deliver better results faster, please refer to the solutions menu on this website. Alternatively, please contact Maximus International on 02 9216 28 0000.